This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What do you do when somebody's driving and they have either no lights on at all or they have their high beams on? One of the two. You see somebody without their lights on, what do you do?
No lights, flash.
Do you flash or you turn them off and then on?
Well, same thing to me. On and off is flashing. Right. I don't know.
Mine are automatic, so I always flash the high beams. Because mine, I can't. If I'm driving, I can't manually turn them off.
Right.
Oh.
Now, what happens when people are driving with their high beams on? Because this happens a lot.
Okay, wait. I could be wrong, and you can text into 71037. When I got a new car, people think I have my brights on all the time.
Well, I know.
And I don't.
I know.
The lights are brighter now.
Yeah. And with the new Xenon headlights, it's hard to tell if they have them on or not.
I have flashed people and been like, you have your brights on. And they have flashed me back like, no, I don't.
Right.
And I can see. And I'm like, now I'm confused as to what someone's brights are and what is not.
Right. But sometimes you can dang well tell when somebody has their brights just cranked on. You can tell because all of them are on and it's just glaring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worse when they're behind you.
Oh, my God.
Have you had someone with their brights that are behind you?
Yes.
And it's going into the mirror and directly into your eyes, and you can't tell them?
Well, that's why I tilt the mirror down. That's what I do. 100%.
That's what I do, too.
I will do that in a second.
I'll move the side view mirror to point back to them to try to glare the lights back at them.
I'll show you.
Right?
Oh, my God.
But I'm just saying, if you have your high beams on, do a double check of it, at least, and especially if you have the really bright ones on, because you may not be able to tell.
For, like, 2 months, I was like, do I have my high beams on? Like, why is everyone flashing? People flash me.
I know.
And I'm like, I don't have my brights on, I swear.
And I've done that too. I've done it. I've flashed at somebody. I'm like, dude, that guy has his brights on. He flashes them back. I'm like, oh, they're just Xenon, those bright Xenon lights, because the new ones.
Exactly.
We got text to 71037.
We got a text to 71037 that is a list on road etiquette.
Oh, good.
Road etiquette.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Number one, get the bleep out of my way. Number two, blinkers are our friends.
Yes, they are.
Number three, turn lanes in Milwaukee aren't for driving straight, cutting 10 people off, and making us slam on our brakes.
Oh, my God. Is this my spirit animal?
Number four, get up to speed on the blank ramp for bleep's sake.
Yes. People that don't go fast on ramps drive me crazy.
The worst. You're supposed to speed up on the on-ramp. You're supposed to catch up to the traffic that's going 70 miles an hour because you're only going 20
supposed
or 30.
Supposed to.
Yeah, supposed to.
Another text to 71037. I had one headlight burned out at night, so I had to drive with my brights on and everyone still flashed me.
Right?
But this happened to me as well. If you have a headlight out, you throw your high beams on and then the cops won't stop because you got two lights working.
No, that'll get your damn light fixed. Now you brought me back the other way. Now I got to deal with your high beams because you can't go anywhere and get your light fixed.
Well, those headlights, like you have, Allie, those are super expensive to replace.
Mm-hmm.
Those Xenon lights.
To know.
Yeah. So once those go out.
Well, I have a Leaf, so not my problem. Is it my problem?
It is your problem, yes. It will be your problem, yes. Yes, thank you for your road etiquette tips. You can text them to 71037 or call 799-1037. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.